Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, AMA, as we do every single, well, typically Wednesday. Not every single, because we didn't do it yesterday, but we're doing it today. AMA, you ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
Yeah, let's start out actually with the rare call in and give me the question to ask you guys.
Really?
Person,
guess
not a social media person, but this one's from Tim the caller. Tim asks, Hurts, Harper, and Embiid. You have to have one as a neighbor, one as a coworker, and the other you just go to dinner with. What are you choosing?
Well, I think that's pretty easy. I mean, here's the easy part. Hurts for dinner, obviously, because he's the most boring. So it's a one.
No,
I mean, no, hold on. True or false?
What if there's so much in there to unpack that you want him to be your neighbor
No. He's the coworker. He's such a consistent. You can count on him to come in and work and get what he's supposed to do done.
You want
to
have fun with the
coworker. Maybe he'll even help you out with
that's
stuff.
That's why I feel like coworker Joel. I could get to know Joel Embiid. Like, he is such an enigmatic
person. Can you trust
him
to show up for work every day?
Wow.
Wow, that is a wow. Look.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, we're all taking shots everywhere. I would say this. Hurts dinner, one and done, get it out of the way. I would say Embiid.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Well, it is what it is.
I want to live next door to Jalen Hurts.
Nah,
come on, man.
No, you don't.
I can be buds with Jalen Hurts.
No, you want to really hang with Embiid. That's the guy you want next door.
Well, that's
door.
Why I want to be a coworker with him.
And Harper's the coworker. That's the order.
Harper would be the most fun.
I want Harper as my neighbor, personally.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I want to live next to Bryce.
I want Jalen.
Maybe hang out
neighbor.
Watching baseball
we have, like,
together.
All different answers here. All right, so let's do a couple more. What do you got?
All right, that was fun. Joe, this one's for you. This is from Logs35 on Twitter. Joe, at what point did you realize you had a thing for radio, and how did you go about making it a reality?
Well, I'll just say this. There's two different elements to this backstory. So there's the me as a kid element when I absolutely wanted to, you know, I grew up listening to WIP. I mean, it was Howard, it was Angelo, it was Brookie, it was, you know, Steve Fredericks, it was Jody Mack, you know, all that. I knew it as a kid. Now, then as I grew up, all of a sudden the dream escaped me. And I got to college, and it was completely off my radar. Perhaps I viewed it as too daunting. I really don't know. How do you do that, right? So it was totally off my radar for a number of years. I'll say this. When I was in high school, there was a play. Damn Yankees was a play at the Prep. And
shout out to Damn Yankees.
Yeah, and I wasn't a theater guy.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I know it's right.
some people from the play came to me and said, hey, there's an announcer guy in this play. Like, you Joe, you got to be the announcer. And I'm like, all right, I'll do that. Not that. So people knew that was my thing.
Did
my
you
sports.
Like doing it?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but it wasn't many lines, so it was pretty easy. So bottom line is people knew that was my thing. Then I was off course completely.
How did they know that was your thing?
Sports.
Did you just sit around talking about sports all the time?
You got to understand, man. I was a lot like Mozart as a kid. Like, you're way ahead of the curve.
Prodigy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Total prodigy.
people were, you know, you were selling out venues to watch you do your
like,
thing.
We're talking.
Does that mean you never shut up? You're
probably
constantly talking about like what happened the night before in the Phillies game, and everyone's like, "Please, man."
I remember trading cards with my fourth grade teacher at Penn Charter, and it was controversial in my family because they traded a Reggie Jackson card.
Whoa.
For the entire set of the 1987 NBA season, all NBA players.
Yeah, but
for one Reggie, I thought it was
NBA
a great trade.
Cards
less valuable, but I get Mike, I get Charles, I still got Kareem, I got Doc.
What do you think of
that
trade now?
To look at.
I don't know. I'd have to go look in a book. I don't know.
The Reggie Jackson, man. Have you gone back and looked at what
family,
that might have been?
My family was really mad at me.
They should have been.
Well, I'm like, listen, I got Michael Jordan. All right, settle down. All right, so how did I then pick it up? I mean, without going on the whole story, I'll just say after a few months out of college and being miserable in a certain job I was in, finance in New York, then I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out. And thereafter, I embarked on, okay, what do I want to do? And I realized sports radio and a lot of parts of that story. But bottom line is it was a reawakening, if you will. Let's do one more question, James.
All right, John, this one's for you. This is from Peggy Ward on Facebook. Peggy asks, John, how's your mother doing? Months ago, I remember you saying that she had a fall. How's she doing now?
She is much better. Thank you for asking. That was Christmas Day. She fell right next to me. Wow. She was a foot away from me. Mm. She recovered. She's a tough lady.
Good.
She's 82. She recovered quickly from the concussion part. The shoulder, she's still rehabbing it, and it's healed in a way that it's fused, and she can't lift it the way she wanted to. The way she wants to be able, she's lost range of motion.
Sure.
But she's no longer in pain, and she's, you know, 82. She's good enough for what she needs to do, and we're happy that she's still with us.
That's great. All right, good stuff. AMA with that. Let's shut it down.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, big old game tonight. Game six. Look, I will tell you, no doubt, I am excited and I am nervous. I am really excited. And I am pretty damn nervous. I mean, this is a lot flowing through me with this one. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you doing?
Gary, 29 to it.
Whoa.
Who is that, Gary? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Gary.
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to tonight. I need a step up from the veterans, Kyle Lowry and Nick Batum in particular, because they've been there, they've done it, and that's what we need.
So, Gary, I'll tell you this. Of all the players on the Sixers, when they struggle, they are the two I have the most grace for because of how old they are. Like, yes, they've done it. I mean, they're also both at an age where almost all NBA players that played have retired. So, you know, I agree with you. I hope they can crank it up again. But you know you're getting diminishing returns the older they get. And but the Sixers are still very – look, the Sixers basically at this point are a 6.5-player team. I mean, honestly, you can count campaign as a half a player, okay?
Mm-hmm. He is
offense, not defense.
Yeah. Well, not just that.
He's offense.
But not just that. He also only, even when he plays, he really only plays for about 10 minutes. Like, this is not like a true rotation.
Gets him in, chucks him up, and
correct.
Gets out. Yeah.
They really are six players now. I mean, take Paul Reed. He played 4 minutes the other day. That's not a player.
So there's probably three too many for Paul.
Yeah, that's right. So it's the two stars, Embiid and Maxey, and the four other guys. That's your team. So they rely on him, Gary.
Yeah, I'm just hoping they can step it up.
I mean,
especially Batum, the defense. I mean, he's been awesome with the defense. I mean, he's just smothering Brunson, and it's what it comes down to. I mean, and how about some effort on the glass again take care of business?
Gary, give me an answer for a fictional rivalry.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Not fictional. It's actually real.
Right. Really?
Yeah, Hatfield and McCoys were a real thing, I believe, in the 1800s.
Hmm.
Let's go to Bernadette right now in Maple Shade. Hi, Bernadette.
Good morning, team. Maria, how's everybody doing today?
Doing well.
We're
Bernadette.
All good.
You ready for the big game tonight?
Very much so.
I think they will have a really big chance on getting to the next round as long as they step up their game. The defense really needs to step it up a bit.
Listen, Bernadette, you brought up a great point. I mean, we know it, but let's just drill down on it. The Sixers can do this, you know? Yeah. And I'm not talking just tonight. I'm talking this series. Like, when they were in a 3-1 hole, I was very clear on Tuesday morning, I believe it was. While I was very down, we all were, I said very clearly, I thought the Sixers had a better shot of emerging from a 3-1 hole than just about any team I'd ever seen.
You did say that. You even said it before game, what it would have been, four,
right.
Saying this is not a must win. Even if they lose, I still think they can come back from 3-1. You've been consistent.
I do believe that. I do. Now, I will say this, Bernadette. It's very rare in Philly sports. I think the Flyers have done it, but I am certain.
Well, the Flyers have obviously done it. They were down 3-0.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Know,
the Phillies never have, and I don't know if the Sixers have.
Sixers are 0-17 when they're down 3-1 in a series.
Yeah. Well,
I have felt that way, the way that you feel all along, but. The Knicks have been better than I expected. The Knicks,
they are.
Every step of the way,
I agree with that.
Have validated themselves with the way that they've played, with the way that they've played together, with the toughness, with just the unity. It comes across in the way that they're cohesive.
Bernadette, it's a big game. It's a big spot in Philly sports right now. It really is.
Yeah, and they really have to stop it with the turnovers. I mean, that's what kills them when at a good spot, and then they, turn the ball over to the other team, and it's like, what the heck are you guys doing?
Look, I agree, and it's a great call. I think it's fair to say that without the turnovers in Game 5, they would have won it fairly comfortably. In the end, it wasn't comfortable at all, but they got it done. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll talk to the King, Howard Eskin, at 8 o'clock today. Also, Stephen A. Smith, with some stuff he said yesterday about the Knicks and specific Knicks players. I'm hoping this stuff gets in their head. I'm looking for any edge the Sixers can get, and I want a rattled Knicks roster after that loss in Game 5. More on the Phillies, more from A.J. Brown. Some good stuff that he said the other day. And Joe Conklin, not one but two. A double banger today from Conklin. It's all up ahead on 94WIP. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.